At first glance, Parshas Maaseh seems like a pretty boring parsha. The parsha goes through in great detail and at great length, at exhaustive length, discussing the 42 journeys that the Jewish people took on their way out of Egypt into Eretz Yisrael. Now, one way to make the parsha more meaningful is to read Rashi's commentary, where Rashi speaks about the symbolic significance of many of the names and locations to which the Jewish people traveled, and the coded meaning in the names of the different places. In a sicha that he taught in 1955, the Rebbe takes something of a different approach. The Rebbe asks, the parsha begins by saying, "Eile Maasei Bnei Yisrael Asher Yotzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim." These are the journeys of the Jewish people that they went out of the land of Egypt. The Rebbe says there are 42 journeys, but the Jewish people only left Egypt in one of the journeys. They didn't take 42 journeys to go out of the land of Egypt. So what's the meaning of "these are the journeys"? So the Rebbe answers that in a sense, the first journey was the only journey out of Egypt, but in another sense, every journey was a journey out of Egypt because every journey was a step on the way to the ultimate destination, which is Yarden Yerecha, which the Rebbe says symbolizes the concept of Mashiach. Since Mashiach is called a Moirach V'Doin, Mashiach is somebody who can judge by a sense of smell. Mashiach is somebody who is able to read the spiritual energies in the situation and judge thereby. So the idea is that leaving Egypt is a gradual process. Leaving Egypt doesn't just happen in one step. Leaving Egypt is a process that culminates in the Messianic era. So what does this mean spiritually speaking? Each of us has our own inner Mitzrayim. Each of us has the places in which we are stuck. Mitzrayim literally means Mitzar, constriction. We might be stuck in a place of spiritual apathy. We might be stuck in the realm of our relationships. We might be stuck with overeating. We might be stuck with watching too much sports. We might be stuck with social anxiety. There are many different boundaries. There are many different constrictions which hold people back from actualizing the full, beautiful spiritual self they're meant to be, from manifesting their mission on this earth. Those are called Mitzrayim. Those are called boundaries. And the idea is that on the one hand, if you recognize your boundary and you resolve to take action to leave that boundary, the moment that you've taken action, the moment that you've resolved to deal with your challenge and to break out of that which is holding you back, that's already an act of leaving Egypt. But on the other hand, humans are dynamic. Humans are not static. So you have to realize that even if you left Egypt yesterday, even if you took strides in overcoming your particular boundaries yesterday, there's still many steps you have to take until you reach your ultimate destination. And even if you reach your ultimate destination in one area, there will still be many strides you have to take to reach your ultimate destination in another area. Let's take a person who's dealing with two challenges. One is that they're quite overweight, and the other is that they're dealing with a lot of anxiety. Now, let's say the person who's overweight has a tendency to eat a pint of ice cream every night at midnight. One day, the person has an awakening, and they realize that eating pints of ice cream at midnight is really not good for me. If I keep on doing this, there are not going to be good results. And I really don't feel good about myself. I don't feel good about my body. I don't feel good about the way I am. So they resolve they're going to stop eating that pint of ice cream at midnight. They'll stop eating the pint of ice cream altogether. So that's already a small victory. That's already a yitziyah mimitzrayim, a going out of the boundary. But the idea is that you shouldn't stop there. You should also consider the five danishes in the morning and consider an exercise regimen, consider maybe a running regimen, consider lifting some weights. The point is that in order to get to your ultimate goal of great physical health, the first act of leaving Egypt is wonderful, but you can't rest on your laurels. You can't stop there. You can't say, you know, I've stopped eating that pint of ice cream every night at midnight. You have to keep on going. Every day is a new opportunity to reach higher and higher levels of perfection in that particular area. And then the person is also dealing with anxiety. So we tell them, why don't you put away your phone every night at 10 p.m.? That way, you'll be a little bit less anxious. And the next day we say, maybe you should begin meditating. Meditate for 5 minutes a night, and so on and so forth. But to get to a place of anxiety and intense anxiety to move to a place of tranquility and mindfulness. On the one hand, the small action that you do now is very important. But on the other hand, it's a gradual process. It's a journey. So, Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael, Asher Yotzu, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, these are the journeys of the Jewish people that they left the land of Egypt, means that in order to get to Yarden Yerecha, in order to get to the ultimate state of messianic redemption, or redemption in whatever particular area you need to have redemption, you need to realize that on the one hand, every day is a discrete act of leaving Egypt. Every small victory is important. But on the other hand, it's a dynamic process. And every day you have to grow and grow, and you can't rest on your laurels, and you can't be satisfied with what you've done until now. Now, this is a demanding teaching. It's a teaching which says that however good you are, you've got to be better. You've got to transcend where you are now. But on the other hand, it can be an inspiring teaching. It can be an encouraging teaching. Because it says, no matter how far you've fallen, no matter how deep you've sunk into negativity, we learn that the Jews in Egypt were said to be in the Memtes Shari Toma. They had entered 49 portals, 49 gateways of impurity. They were sunk in the lowest depths. And nonetheless, they were able to come out of Egypt. And not only were they able to come out of Egypt, but they were able to enter Eretz Yisrael. They were able to reach the highest spiritual heights. And they were able to create a stable nation state which manifested those spiritual heights within daily reality. So the message for us is, no matter how far you've fallen, no matter how hopeless you think where you are is, you can still climb out. All you have to do is make that decision that you're going to leave Mitzrayim today. You're going to leave whatever state it is that's holding you back. And some people are discouraged. They say, I'll never get to Eretz Yisrael. I'll never get to the ultimate level of redemption. I'll never fully deal with this problem. And the response to that is that you may not be able to do it in the space of one journey, but you'll be able to go from the lowest low to the highest high if you keep at it. The message of Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael, Asher Yotzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, is that being human is being dynamic. Humans are dynamic creatures, they're not static creatures. And when they're static, they feel dead. They only feel alive when they're dynamic. So embrace your life's dynamism and push it into an upward thrust.